Well, now I'm very happy to be here and to be sitting down in the Williams home and recording all of you on this wonderful story of a factory, I suppose, that gave so much employment.
Yeah.
And so everybody was yearning for Ernie's. But Margaret, you're the eldest. And so how did you start working in the factory at a very young age?
No, I never worked in it.
And did you live?
Yeah.
I mean,
my husband.
Yeah, your husband worked in Ernie's.
In Ernie, yeah.
So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself first, Margaret? What's your maiden name?
Rooney.
And where did you grow up?
I came from Medina City. I was reared and born in Cable Street.
Oh, lovely. Yes. And being in the middle of the city, my goodness,
yeah,
in Cable Street. What was it like growing up there?
Well, I mean, I was only a child at the time. But we got a house then in Cabra. We moved to live in Cabra. And I lived in Cabra then until I was married.
Oh, what was your father doing for a living?
My father worked in Johnston Mooney's.
He drove a
horse and car, horse and van. Johnston Mooney's.
And did he deliver the bread?
Bread, yeah, around the inner city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he ever take you for a ride
in
the car?
No. Well, there used to be a horse and car, and then he ended up with like in a little van.
We lived
in Carber, and he used to cycle to out to Balls Bridge. That's where the depot was in Balls Bridge.
And how many of you in the family?
I had four sisters and one brother.
And could you tell me just your earliest memories of growing up there in Cable Street in the inner city? Could you describe it to me?
Well, I can't really remember. Like, I was very, very young when we left Cable Street. You know, when we moved to Cabra.
And did you go to school?
I went to King's End Street School in the inner city. Yeah.
And so when you moved out to Cabra then, was it to, where did you say you moved?
We moved to Cabra.
Yeah.
Foster Road, Cabra. And we went to, well, the schools were only built and the houses were only newly built. So we went to school. Well, the schools wasn't built. We used to walk from Cabra down into King's End Street to go to school.
And how did you meet, what was your husband's name?
My husband was Joe Williams.
And how did you meet Joe then?
I worked, where I worked, in the Irish Thread Manufacturing Company in Thomas Street. And that's where I met my husband, yeah.
And
He lived in Sandy Mount, him and his mother. Well, my husband actually was born in Australia, and when his father died, his father was from Australia, but his mother was a Kilkenny cat from Kilkenny, and she met him. She worked in Glasgow, and she met him there. A lot of the Americans or the Australian soldiers was in Glasgow at the time, and she met him. And
this was during the First World War, yeah.
And she married him and went back to Australia with him.
Yeah.
And he died there. Well, she had two sons, my husband and a younger brother. And her husband died from war wounds.
Yeah.
And she came home. She came back then to live in Ireland. She came back to live in Kilkenny. And my husband was only 10 and his brother was 8. And it took them 12 weeks. They came back from Australia by boat.
So your husband then, when did he start work with Ernie's, could you tell me?
Let me think. I was married in 1949, and I'd say it was 2 years after that.
Was it? Yeah. And so where did you live as soon as you got married?
Well, we bought a house in Colester Avenue, and we hadn't moved into it. We were waiting on it to be finished. We lived with his mother down in Sandy Mount, down in Bath Avenue, while we were waiting on a house to be built. And when the house was ready, we didn't move into it because it was a corner house, and we were wanted the builder to build a wall around the house.
Yeah.
And we decided we wouldn't move in until we said if we moved in, he probably would never build the wall. So eventually he built the wall.
Of course.
So we were no length living in the house when my husband got the offer to come out to live, when he was offered a job in Arney. So we had to decide what we were going to do. So my sister and her husband moved into our house in Cholester Avenue, and we moved out to Tala. I came out to Tala, never even saw the house in Tala until I came out to live in it.
So. Oh, where was it? Was it here or was it?
No, it was
on the site.
On Ernie's site.
On the premises.
On the premises. And it was called Ernie Road that time.
The road, yeah. Instead of Belgard.
It wasn't
road.
Called Belgard Road, it was called Ernie Road.
And Ernie Cross.
Were these houses specially built for the.
No, it was on the old aerodrome.
Part of the premises, part of the Ernie building.
Ernie's site was at the old English aerodrome.
Okay. Yeah, Margaret, sorry. You have all your family here with me, and I got to get the. But can you explain to me then how exactly where, why the house was in?
I have no photographs. I have
of the site.
Of the site.
Oh, I'd love to see those later.
Ernie's site was the old and
aerodrome.
There's a little row of houses where Helen actually lives. They were the soldiers' quarters, and that was the site was
Culbert's Fort.
It was an aerodrome.
Yeah.
In the, I suppose, the First World War. I don't know much about the history of it, but it was, the whole site was the aerodrome, and the little row of houses, as I say, where Helen Keogh lives now, was the houses where the soldiers lived during the war. And when Ernie's, when the Gallaghers came from Ernie in Strabane, they bought that site and started Ernie Chocolates on it. So the houses were actually there. So when Mum and Dad came to live in Tala in 1951, they originally went into one of
Ernie houses.
That's not the one that we were all reared in. They actually moved into a second one, and then to the third one that we eventually were all born and
five
reared
of them
in.
And all, wasn't there?
So we, you know, there were other families living on the premises as well, but that's the history of, you know, the warehouses built there. They weren't especially built for us, but they were there at
part
the time.
Of the
they
building.
Were part of the whole complex. It was like, if you could see it now, the Belgard Road, all the businesses that are on it now, that was all part of Ernie's site, where Burger King is, Windsor Motors.
B&Q.
B&Q, all on the Belgard Road now. That was all part of, but that was all that was there. There was nothing else in Tala at that time. And, you know, for a good 20 years before anything came.
And